one of the first guests from the show is back. It's Chris Jones.
Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.
You recently saw him on America's Got Talent, where he created a bit of a stir by hypnotizing Judge Howie Mandel. If you didn't see the clip, you can check it out on YouTube. If you type in Chris Jones, Howie Shakes Hands, you'll see that on YouTube, where the video is pushing 3.5 million hits currently, and I've seen other blogs and big websites pick up the story and talk about it. So it's pretty crazy, and Chris has been getting emails and messages in from people who are curious about hypnosis, who are wondering either if they can be helped with whatever's going on in their life with hypnosis, or the other side of people are very skeptical to believe about how authentic it really is. So Chris got a bunch of messages in, and I wanted to share some of them. So I called him up and said, let's chat about some of these messages that people are asking you about. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to get into it. If you didn't see the video, check it out on YouTube. And thank you for listening.
So, Chris, thank you for having me here. I appreciate it, of course. About 3 weeks ago, I was on America's Got Talent, and I made Howie Mandel shake hands. Now, that doesn't seem very exciting, but if people know Howie Mandel, he's afraid of germs, deadly afraid of germs. And he only does the fist pump. And so people have been like contacting me saying, hey, we want you on this TV show. We got this radio, this podcast. There's a potential for me doing a show at the Chicago Theater, which is kind of like the Carnegie Hall of Chicago. And it's an exciting time right now.
So being on TV, of course, makes a lot more people that didn't know who you were before know who you are. People have been sending you questions asking you about hypnosis. So I wanted to address a few of those. First question that has been coming in is, how does it work? Which seems like a terrible question to ask somebody about anything.
Right.
Do you have a
how does juggling work?
That answer?
The quickest version is, when we work with your subconscious mind, we can give you a suggestion. We're working with the part of your brain that doesn't have a critical factor. So we can say, you know, your shoes are on fire, or you used to like chocolate, but now you hate it. You used to smoke cigarettes, but you've quit smoking. And we can plug in suggestions. So if someone tells me, I want to quit smoking, lose weight, improve my athleticism, we hypnotize them, plug in that idea, and it becomes real in their mind.
Cool. So second question here is, can you use it for addictions, which you just kind of addressed? You want to kind of touch
on
that quickly?
God bless these people. I really appreciate them reaching out. They're like, I'm suffering from alcoholism. My, you know, niece, nephew, auntie, all these family members have been struggling with addiction, and they just need a little push. There are two things hypnotists can't work with: clinical disorders, things that have been diagnosed by a therapist, and post-traumatic stress syndrome. So PTSD, we can't work with that. And we can't work with, if a person has been diagnosed by a psychiatrist for having real actual depression, we can't work with that as well. We can work hand in hand with a therapist. So I would say, if you're struggling with the addiction, we'd love to help, but seek aid from a professional first. You know, and then we can use our hypnosis as supplemental treatment.
Cool. So then the next question here is, does it work for depression? Which, again, you kind of just touched on that.
Yeah. So. And like I said, these people, thank you so much for reaching out to me. My best advice with hypnosis and depression, it can work. Hypnosis works best one-on-one. Again, seek aid from a therapist, a psychiatrist, and after that, we can add a hypnotist to help you out.
Next question is from people saying, how can I learn it?
I learned from a teacher. I had a mentor named, I'm not going to share his name because he's slowing down and he's retiring. But I don't want him to get a million phone calls. But find someone who does it well. There's a hypnotist guild. And just Google Guild of Hypnotists. And there's hypnotists in all different states. You can just find one who's willing and able to work with you. You can use it for therapeutic reasons, entertainment. Yeah, check out a therapist in your neighborhood and see if they will teach you.
Next question, does it work with children?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I just read an interesting survey that the best volunteers are age 7 to 9 because their critical factor hasn't really developed yet. Their imagination is just so powerful. They would be the best hypnotized. So a child who's afraid of going to the dentist at that age, it wouldn't even be hypnosis. It's just close your eyes. You're a big, brave little boy. You're not afraid of the dentist anymore. And that's all they need for hypnosis. It's incredible.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people that I talk to ask me, because they know I'm, you know, friends with some hypnotists and involved in theater things, ask me about hypnosis. They're like, well, that could never work for me, or something. They say, yeah, it works, you know, on TV or something, but I'm not, my brain, my willpower is too strong for someone like, and it's frustrating to hear that, because I know, like how you said with children, they kind of are open to that. Like they're not so closed off to new experiences and things. So they're willing to accept those suggestions. I think it comes down to that.
And I got like 100 messages. And I was just going through them all on Facebook saying, thank you. Here's an aid. Here's how to help. This is a resource you're looking for. And then one message said, hey, I saw you on TV. I don't believe it. I think it's fake. You were entertaining, but I just didn't buy it. I'll see you on July, blah, 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 for this show. And I was like, hey, thanks a lot for writing me. You can come to that show. It's a private event. It's also sold out, but thank you so much for coming out to me. I really appreciate that.
It's like they want to come and like sabotage
something. Like, it's intriguing to a lot of people. They think it's interesting, but a lot of people are like, oh, I don't believe it. Why don't you believe it? I won't believe it until it happens to me. Same thing for gravity. We can disprove gravity if we go to the moon. Like, you can make an argument that there is no gravity. You'd be incorrect still. But that's like saying, you can't hypnotize me. Only if you hypnotize me will I believe it. I'm not going to do that for 6 billion people.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here to, can you help me with a fear of flying?
Absolutely,
so
yes.
That's another question that I think you've addressed already, that you can kind of approach anything.
Right. Some people have fears of flying, bugs, snakes, tons of like spiders. Pamela Anderson apparently has a fear of her own reflection. Like, she doesn't like looking at her own reflection. Like, that's legit. We would just tell you, you know, you're no longer afraid of that. That fear is gone. Or we tell that person who's like afraid of flying, you're going to imagine watching a movie about an airplane while you're on the plane. And watching a movie isn't scary for you because it's not real. It's just fiction. And then when you wake up, you realize that that really was your experience and you'll have no problem with that.
Right. Can you make people fall in love?
That was a tricky one. I got 2 messages about that today. Can I make people... It's really sad. Who are in love or were in love, get back in love. No, you can't make people do anything against their will. I can't force people. Otherwise, I would go on TV and say, love, respect all people, never hurt each other, and I'd have a Nobel Peace Prize. I can't make people fall in love. I can't make people fall out of love either. Too bad. If I could, that'd be great.
You talked about if you want to find a hypnotist in your area.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want to learn. So a question would be, how would I start to do that? Especially if I don't live in a major city.
I will give you that website. So if you're looking for a hypnotist, www.n as in Nancy, g as in good, h as in Howie, .net. You want to look www.ngh.net. That is the oldest hypnotherapy membership association. So you can check out hypnotists from all over the United States.
And that's
check them out.
The National Guild of Hypnotists.
Of Hypnotists, yep.
Cool. So NGH, National Guild of Hypnotists, if you want to check that
net.
Out. And, .net, yes. Can anyone be hypnotized? We talked about kids and other things. Is everyone able to be? I know, like I said earlier, a lot of people that I talked to were like, that would never happen to me.
Yeah, well, never is a very long time. I want to say that to a lot of people. Like, I was like, I'm never going to have a girlfriend. I'm never going to have kids. And now I still haven't. But maybe one day. I'm thinking it's back on the table. No, anyone can be hypnotized. My analogy is, it's like being drunk. You know what's going on, but you just don't care because it feels good. It's like saying, I can't get hypnotized. Can you go to sleep? well, yeah, everyone goes to sleep, then there's your case right there.
How about another something that people will connect to? I often, if people ask me, for some reason, I get asked about hypnotists all the time. I don't know why, but the thing that I relate it to is driving, like the highway hypnosis thing that
we call
about
that,
where you're driving and you realize that for the past 20 minutes on your ride home, you just forgot everything, but you made all the right turns and everything. Is that a good explanation?
It's a great analogy. Yeah, that's pretty much what I go to. Or if you call someone on the telephone and they like don't answer, it rings 4, 5, 6 times, and then they answer, they go, hello, and you forgot who you called. You were briefly hypnotized. Repetitive sound, repetitive sight zones you out. And that's all it is. That's why you, as a kid, you're told to count sheep before bed. Repetitive action zones us out. Science.
Cool. There's a question that says, why do you look like Drake? Which is a kind of silly question.
That's usually like the last question anyone says before they leave me. Like, oh, thank you so much. Has anyone ever told you you kind of like Drake? And I'm like, yeah, I know. I kind of look like Drake. Like, I don't try to like the rapper Drake. This is just my face. Like, we're both light skin. You know, we're both 29. Throwing him under the bus, we're both old. We're 29. Yeah, it's a great age. And I'm actually 3 months older than he is. So if we're looking for age, technically I'm older than him. So he looks like me. But he has millions of dollars and I have student loans. So...
you're losing your illusion of
I know, right? celebrities can't be poor too. Look at Mike Tyson. He's a good guy, but dude is hurt.
Cool. So that's all the questions that came in of people. But what else are you, so what's next here for you as things move forward with, so you made it through AGT.
The next round will air mid-July now. That's the first round of judges cuts. They can see if I get cut or if I make it to the next round, which be live at Rideau City Music Hall. And that's when America gets to vote. But mid-July, maybe in a week or two, on a Tuesday, you'll see me on America's Got Talent again.
Cool. And what are you pushing for people to follow you on right now? I know Instagram, maybe. Like last year when we were out doing shows, you were like, nah, I don't use Instagram.
Yeah, I didn't like the Instagram. I don't want to encourage people to text and drive or tweet and drive. I still love Facebook because one-stop shop. You can like, see photos. My name on Facebook is Chris Jones. No space. Chrisjones. Chris Jones.
Cool. And one word, Chris Jones on Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. One, the number.
So if you have more questions, silly, heartfelt, or anything in between, just shoot me a text. Well, shoot me a tweet. Shoot me a message. Send me a cool photo. Send me a smiley face. And that'd be great.
Cool. All right. That's good.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you for your time. Yep.
Cool. Thank you to Chris for sharing some of that inside, behind the curtain stuff about hypnosis and how it works and different things that he's up to. So hopefully you guys got something out of that and maybe learned something or got your interest sparked in hypnosis and how it works or something. So thanks again for listening as always, and that's it. Goodbye.